This is The Business, and I'm Kim Masters. Elizabeth Banks has been working in Hollywood long enough to understand that things don't always go according to plan. After finding success as the director of Pitch Perfect 2, she faced disappointment with the box office performance of her 2019 Charlie's Angels reboot. Universal's Donna Langley gave Banks another shot with the horror comedy Cocaine Bear, which has brought in $52 million so far against an estimated $30 million budget. In one of the movie's over-the-top sequences, an EMT and a park ranger attempt to escape the drug-addled bear in an ambulance. To set the tone, the high-speed chase is set to the tune of Depeche Mode's I Just Can't Get Enough, as indeed, the bear cannot. Much of Cocaine Bear's production costs went toward creating a photoreal CGI bear, crafted by Peter Jackson's New Zealand special effects company, Weta FX. You didn't have an actual trained bear on set to attack a fake attack. You had a guy named Alan Henry, an actor. He, I guess, trained with Andy Serkis, who's the original Gollum and amazing motion cap actor and regular actor. So then he comes on the set and he's wearing like bear prosthetics.
He mostly wore like a black unitard, and he walked on all fours as a quadruped on prosthetic arms, like we added limbs basically to his arms so that he could more easily replicate like a bear's size and how a bear would walk. And then we fitted him with a prosthetic piece that was like a longer neck piece that came out over his head and had a bear snout on it and had the bear's eyeballs where the eyes would actually be. So he was there to sort of represent the bear in frame. So we had something to frame up on. We had something for the actors to react to. And he's also a stunt person. So he actually could then get into it with the actors when the actors were interacting with our bear. He could throw people around. He could dance with Alden Ehrenreich, which is something that happens in the film. So he was super necessary to the process. And that process was all laid out very early on with Weta Workshop and Weta Digital, who created our bear and a lot of our prosthetics.
They're in New Zealand. That's Peter Jackson.
They're in New Zealand, yes. And they created the original Gollum. They created Caesar from Planet of the Apes. You know, and now I think they've done Cocaine Bear. I think this is going to go right up to number one as Weta's favorite character.
The peak of their existence.
That's right.
You shot in Ireland, which was for Southern United States. So I'm imagining people might wonder why.
A great tax incentive.
I was going to say, could it be a great tax incentive?
It could be, it was a delightful place to go. We actually got really lucky. It's so interesting because Ireland is, of course, known for rain. And the summer that we shot in Ireland in 21, there were a bunch of hurricanes actually in the southern United States. So if we had actually shot the movie where it takes place in Georgia, I think it would have rained on us nearly every day. And so we actually got really lucky going to Ireland. It was a great stand-in for Georgia. And it was a great place for us all to sort of gather, you know, in the pandemic and run around the woods together. We were just south of Dublin and we would go into Dublin and there was no indoor dining while we were there. So at night we would go sit out on sidewalks wrapped in coats and blankets and eat like cold dinners on the street together. Oh, but at least we were together, you know?
You were together, yeah, and you could shoot. I mean, I'm trying to visualize this guy running around saying, I'm a bear, I'm a bear. But I don't know whether the actors just go into the belief, you know, as actors must do, that is a bear, or whether people were just cracking up.
You know, they were very committed, these actors. I mean, they really got it. We had also a big bear head that was our lighting reference for our bear that had real fur on it, that has the bear's like real texture and all that, that was also made by Weta, that helps them then understand and us how, you know, what the framing of the bear was, what the lighting looks like on the bear. And that really helped our actors. It was like, oh, that's right. That's what a bear looks like. That's how big its mouth is compared to mine. That's how big its, you know, eyes are, its ears. And we also had a lot of videos. So we showed people like, look, this is what this would look like, or this is how a bear might be acting. And then people just go for it. You know, I mean, actors nowadays, we're all used to acting with green screens and balls on sticks. And so I actually think we gave actors more than they thought they were going to get.
I will note that this was Ray Liotta's last credited role, I think, on your movie. That must have been something to contend with when he passed away, and it kind of out of the blue, it felt like.
Totally out of the blue. I saw him 8 days before he passed away. He came to do ADR. He drove himself. He was early. He got to see the Bears and all of his scenes. He did his ADR as joyfully as he had participated in the whole process of this movie. And he was excited to go to the Dominican Republic, where he ultimately passed away. And, you know, we hugged, and he was a delight. So I had a really special bond with Ray. I thought he was so charming. He totally got the tone of this movie. And he was such a gift to me. I'm forever grateful that he came to play with us.
Special memory. You have been so insanely busy. I don't even know how you manage. You have a production company with your husband, Max Handelman. You were posting a game show. On the list of things that you've been doing, I guess why this movie was in post, it's a lot. I don't know. How do you even manage to do all of these things? I mean, you did Press Your Luck on ABC. You became co-owner and chief creative officer of a wine company called Archer Canned Roos.
Archer Roos, that's right. Canned wine. I love it.
You made Call Jane, a docudrama about abortion rights, right? Like that, I'm just looking at this list and saying, how is this even possible?
I like being busy, Kim. I don't know. I've been working since I was 12 years old. As I say to my kids, you got to get up every day and do something useful. It's like my internal engine. It's how I operate. And I love making things. You know, I'm a creative person. I'm an artist. This is like, it's what, you know, I've devoted, 25 years to this career. And I definitely use the power of no. I don't want anyone to think I'm just willy-nilly running through town doing everything that comes my way. I am trying to be really deliberate in what I work on all the time. And I'm loving these opportunities and, you know, making this bear. Honestly, a big part of this project here for Cocaine Bear, and we worked on the CGI with Weta for, I think it was 2 years and 17 days. Wow. It took to sort of go from beginning to end of like every shot in the movie was done. And, you know, in that time period, like I don't have to go create the bear. I'm not, the animator working in New Zealand. I get to rely on, those incredible artisans to do that work while I very luckily get to, have my side gigs as an actress every once in a while.
How do you divvy it up with your husband?
He does a lot of development with the company and our, we have a film exec named Allison Small and a TV exec named Chrissy Wall. And they do tons, I have great help. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I have great help with my family. I have great help with my husband. I have great help with my team at Brownstone. And that's how I do it. I mean, I'm very well supported and very lucky that I have such great people in my life.
Yes, that is lucky. And that's a good thing. So by the time we air this, we will know how Cocaine Bear landed. going back to maybe a painful memory of Charlie's Angels, that one didn't work. If this one works, it's like we just say, yay. How will you process it and deal with it if it doesn't work?
Oh, gosh. Here's the thing. You can only make the thing. There's only so much control I have. And I recommend to everyone to try not to control the things you can't control.
Good plan.
And not worry about the things you can't control, right? That's like the number one thing they tell you in a therapy session. I did the thing. I love the film. I love the actors. I love the experience of making it. I learned a long time ago. I remember with the very first, I can't even remember what it was. One of the very first things I did, maybe it was Shaft or something. I remember like getting a bunch of friends. I remember my parents. We all went to the theater to see that movie. And there's like two shots of me in the movie. And I'm like clapping or something, I don't even speak.
I did not know that you were in that movie.
I am in Shaft. It was one of my first credits. I worked on it for well over a week. We did night shoots in New York City, had the best time, and got to watch John Singleton work, got to watch Samuel L. Jackson work, got to, be dressed by Ruth Carter, the incredible costume designer.
Yeah.
And, so just an incredible experience. And then I'm in the movie for like literally 5 seconds. And I remember being in the theater being so disappointed and just like, oh my gosh, like this is how it goes. Like you can just, everything can just be, it can mean nothing. And I learned then, like, the point of this business is like doing the job itself. That was the great experience. And if people get to see the work and also get excited by it or moved by it or entertained by it or whatever it is, that's, you know, that's the cherry on top. But you can't count on it. Don't count on it. Just
don't count on it. Work. This is a tough business. You know, I don't know how people handle that constant rejection. And
I warn people all the time. It's, you never know what's going to happen. You can't control the audience. I mean, we had a global pandemic. One day we were going to the movies and the next day we weren't. I just have given up all control over all of those things. And I just love doing the work. That's what I take pride in. That's what keeps me going, is the relationships with the actors and the crew and getting to make things and collaborate. That's the best part of this job. Everything else is, you know, out of my control.
So are you looking at your next directing gig? I mean, I've seen ideas kicked around, maybe a Catwoman or Invisible Woman. Is that a thing you've already settled on, or do you not know
yet? No, I haven't settled on anything. I never like to jinx anything. I'm going to get Cocaine Bear out in the world, and then I'm going to take like 2 days off and then come back in.
2 whole days. My goodness, Elizabeth, you're getting worried about where this is headed. Elizabeth Banks produced and directed Cocaine Bear. The movie is in theaters now. Thank you very much, Elizabeth. It's been a pleasure to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And that's The Business. Joshua Farnham produced and edited today's program with help this week from Katie Gilchrist and Matt Schwartz, who mixed the show. You can stream The Business as well as other great KCRW podcasts on the KCRW app. I'm Kim Masters. We'll see you next week on The Business.